A CO2 concentration between 300 and 2500 is used as an indicator of indoor air quality. In indoor spaces occupied by people, CO2 concentrations will reach higher levels than in pure outdoor air. As the CO2 increases, so will possible negative effects. At 2000 ppm, people will feel a significant degree of discomfort and may well develop symptoms. Depending on the concentration and time of exposure, symptoms may include headaches, nausea, increased blood pressure and pulse rate, to, in extreme cases, dizziness, difficulty in breathing, sweating, tremor, and loss of consciousness. Water usage is reduced. This is achieved through usage of faucet aerators and water control sensors on the faucets. Current standards allow for a maximum usage of 1.6 gallons per flush. While low-flush toilets received a less than stellar reputation in the past, they have been greatly improved. The water control sensor on the sinks obviously cut down on the excess water usage at sinks, and they alleviate the possibility that the sink is left on after the patron is done washing. Reduction of water usage saves money through cost-effective water efficiency, saves water resources, energy, and labor, and helps protect the environment through reduced chemical and sewer usage, as well as improved stormwater management. All the tiles in the bathrooms and on the stairwell were made with recycled content. Colored tiles in the bathrooms are 100% recycled glass. The library used recycled glass on many interior tile surfaces. Glass is an ideal material for recycling and is virtually infinitely recyclable. Turning recycled glass into new products helps save energy. In brick and ceramic manufacturing, it conserves raw materials, reduces energy consumption, and reduces the volume of waste sent to landfills. Wood paneling uses wood from certified protected forests. The Forest Stewardship Council, FSC, is one of the organizations that grants certified status to sustainable forest management, which creates healthier forests that are less susceptible to wildfires and poaching. These managed forests provide only as much wood product as can be sustained by ongoing planting projects and other conservation measures. Proceed to Station 4, located upstairs in the Michigan Room.